The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is a massive story because the death toll from the Grenfell Tower fire in London remains at 80, but officials say they won't be able to identify many of the victims due to the intensity of the blaze. But the focus is on 181 high-rise buildings that have failed safety tests carried out after the fire.
That's every single one they've tested so far, and they're sort of carrying that on. The estimate is that it's not always just tower blocks. Also, if you throw in the sprinkler systems as well as the cladding issues, it could be a million people who are living in unsafe buildings. That's not to say they'll all burst into flames immediately, but nonetheless, how uncomfortable is that thought? But also, there's this new fly in the ointment as well. Investigators are still combing through the debris of Grenfell Tower and will for some time trying to find out who lived there, because it turns out an unknown number of residents had sublet their flats. It happens with social housing.
Right.
To make a bit of money sometimes.
Yes.
Hand the lease over to a family member, whatever.
Yes.
It's illegal. The government's communities secretary, Sajid Javid, is saying that basically there'll be an amnesty. Nobody will be prosecuted if this is the case. But how do you find out if that happens when that happens?
Yes.
Very complicated thing.
Very much so. Brexit?
Well, as far as I can tell, this is the first actual sign of the UK leaving the European Union. Given how long we've been talking about this, it's quite surprising, really. But the UK is pulling out of a European fishing convention. It means that Dutch, French, Belgian and German fishing boats won't be allowed to fish inside the 12-mile barrier, and nor can we fish in their 12-mile barrier. There's been much trumpeting of taking back our waters and all that. Essentially, this is all about symbolism, because British fishing vessels catch 70 times as much as European boats do in British waters. But nonetheless, it's that symbolism thing, and that seems to be what Brexit is about a lot at the moment, symbolism rather than necessarily actual stuff.
Good on you, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.